It's time now for an opera edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Minnesota Public Radio's Ryan Lohr joins us from St. Paul with some new music out of the opera world. Ryan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
And let's get to some of the music that you brought us. This is Mozart. This is Porgy Amor, performed by soprano Sonia Yoncheva, along with the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Beautiful voice there. And we read that Sonia Yoncheva is from Bulgaria. She's in her mid-30s. What more can you tell us?
I think she is one of the most exciting younger singers to be watching right now. She, on this recording, Yannick Nezès again is conducting, and those two both collaborated at the Metropolitan Opera last season on Verdi's Otello, and it was gorgeous. She was Desdemona, and it was a really compelling collaboration. I think one of the things that is so exciting about her voice is that she just makes it sound so easy. I think one of the things that's really hard about Mozart is that his music is so simple, but it's so transparent. So anytime there's like the slightest blemish, it appears much larger than it really is. And she has this richness in her voice that just allows it to kind of sail and go exactly where it needs to without any force. And she keeps it really simple.
Well, the next one is called Night. It's by the Swedish composer Anders Hillborg with the Swedish mezzo-soprano Anne-Sophie von Otter and the Brooklyn String Quartet Brooklyn Rider. Now, I will note that this is not an opera, but it is being sung by an opera singer, right?
That is correct. So this CD popped on my desk a couple weeks ago, and I just got really excited by it. Anne-Sophie von Otter has been a singer in the opera world for a long time, but she's relatively new to me. It was just never somebody who I never really pursued her recordings too often, and now I can't get enough of her. Whether she's singing Mozart, Korngold, or Hillborg, she has this way of really coloring her voice in a way that allows her to either melt into the sound of an instrument or emerge from the sound of an instrument. And I feel like very few singers can do that. It allows for this really great effect, and I feel like this particular piece by Anders Hillborg really demonstrates what she's able to do.
Okay, well, up next we have the Italian composer Donizetti. This is the Elixir of Love, Quanto e Bella, Quanto e Cara. This is performed by the American tenor Lawrence Brownlee with the Kaunas City Symphony Orchestra of Lithuania. Quanto e bella, quanto e cara, più la vedo e più mi piace, ma in quel cor non son capace, lieve affetto ed insinuare, essa legge. Tell us about this one.
Lawrence Brownlee is also a really one of these younger singers who is really getting so much work these days and totally deserves to. One of the things that really stands out to me about great Italian performances is the singer's diction and the way they use the words and how they can almost make it sound like they've transported you to Italy. The whole thing just sounds super authentic. There was no one who did it better than Pavarotti, but I think that Lawrence Brownlee comes pretty close. Anytime I hear great Italian music, it reminds me of that scene in Lady and the Tramp where the two dogs are eating the,
eating
piece
the
of
pasta,
spaghetti,
right,
and they kiss,
right.
And then the accordion starts playing and the two guys come out of the restaurant. And when I was listening to this CD and I heard this particular aria, that was kind of the feeling I got. I just felt like I was transported to Italy and was ready to eat a bowl of pasta.
Hmm. Do you think that opera in English just doesn't do the same thing for you as some of the other languages that are more common?
I find when English is used in place of German, so if they do the magic flute or something like that in English, I don't find that as enjoyable. Modern operas, though, don't bother me as much. For me personally, there's something a little bit sentimental about hearing the Italian sound in opera.
And Lawrence Brownlee, by the way, is originally from Youngstown, Ohio.
He is.
But he's picked up Italian pretty well.
He's picked up Italian pretty well, and he's singing it all over the world.
All right, well, up next, we have another Italian composer. This is Vincenzo Bellini. It is a selection from the opera I Puritani with the German soprano Diana Damrau and the orchestra Teatro Reggio Torino. Again, just an incredible voice.
It's absolutely amazing. I've had the great fortune of hearing her live so many times, and I think that what she does so well is she is just totally in the moment. She's always responding to what the orchestra or what her collaborators are doing, and she doesn't show up with any preconceived notion, and it allows for this like really capricious, whimsical performance. And I just feel like every night you could hear something really amazing, but it would be totally different because it would all be a response to what she was experiencing.
Hmm. Now, these pieces that you've brought us are all recent releases. What are you noticing as you look at the new opera that's out there?
I would say that there are a lot of people recording and very few people who really stand out. And these people that I have chosen are the ones who really work for me.
Okay, well, we have time for one more of your selections. This is Mozart. This is the Abduction from the Seraglio, performed by the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin with tenor Maximilian Schmidt and René Jacobs as conductor. What is it that you like so much about this one?
I just feel like he really gets the energy going in this. And I remember talking to a former boss of mine about Mozart recordings and the finales, and we both agreed that this was the way you end an opera. It's super fun, and I think the music just speaks for itself.
That's Minnesota Public Radio's Ryan Lohr. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Here and Now.